It is time now to take a look at each one of the 32 throws from Nick Foles, making his debut in the NFL on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Adam Kaplan and I will go through each throw and talk about it.
Sure.
Let's take a look at it and really review Nick Foles against the Cowboys. He comes into the game midway through the second quarter, and the Eagles not shy at all about having their rookie throw the football. Right? I mean, they come right out. Early on, you know, that's really not his first pass. That's a running play. But nonetheless, you get him out there and get him throwing the football. Adam, what did you see early from Nick Foles?
Did a great job. It was a drop by Avant when he got hurt his hamstring. But I love the – you can't see this quite on the TV tape, Dave, but the pre-snap scanning was terrific. He saw where guys were lined up defensively. That's huge. And he was decisive. This need to be a little bit faster on that throw, which got deflected by Scandrick. But bottom line is – for the most part, as you'll see, the ball had to come out there as soon as he got one step ball out. He did a good job of this, for the most part, did a very good job of knowing where guys were lined up, set his blockers up well for screens. He let the guys come at him and got rid of the football. Look at the movement there.
Not bad.
Very good. He knows where to go to find space, Steve. That's great for a young quarterback. I love that.
Get the ball, got the ball out quickly. An inaccurate throw or Jeremy Maclin really not making the effort?
Jeremy Maclin could have made a stronger effort there. He just figured he couldn't get the ball there, but that he needs to go through that. He needs to go through that. I love this right here.
Okay, now
he finds space.
A throw down the field. Jeremy was open as he gets down the field. Probably could have thrown a little bit earlier.
He should have been earlier, but the thing is, he finds space. He knew where to go. It's a great trait and sign for a young quarterback. I like that.
And the arm strength is obviously not an issue with Nick Foles.
Now, you'll see a couple throws coming up where you want him to step in the football. Now, this is a great end zone shot here, Dave. Look him to scramble around, and he finds him.
And now the throw could have come right there, and you're fine.
Exactly. You want him in his route. Absolutely. He was wide open. No one covered him. That's a play any quarterback has to make. No question about it.
As we look, and the Eagles driving here in this really nice catch there from DeSean Jackson.
He's a little behind him. There were a couple throws.
A critical drive here that I kind of like the movement there. I didn't like the throw there. He was covered by Anthony Spencer, but I like the use of the ball handling. I like his footwork.
Look at him step up in the pocket. Good job there.
And he makes a throw a little bit later on in this drive, and we'll get to it, but just really got nullified by the penalty, but beautiful stuff there. And even
checks
there, just check down.
He checks it down, which is what you want from your young quarterback. Take what's there.
Yeah. Gets the ball out
flat
quickly.
Screen.
Again,
nice
this is now, Adam, I would imagine the game plan will change at some point here and really relax and let Nick Foles throw it down.
It's a good job because he threw that out of bounds. The only where Jackson could get it. Excellent job there. Like this movement here, and he gets rid of it at the last second. And again, that's fine. Nothing wrong with throwing out of bounds. I'll take that.
So the Eagles losing control of the game here just a little bit, and
now he throws it that was a great throw between two defenders. Excellent job of getting out of his hands. I'll tell you what, for the most part, that was on Jackson. That ball was dropped. He has to catch it.
But it wasn't a good throw.
It wasn't. It was a little bit behind him. But that ball should have been caught. I saw the coaching tape of that. I went over it five times. I thought he should have had it. Not an easy catch, though.
A little bit behind him.
It was a little behind. But here's the problem. Just as he turned, the ball was in his hands. It's a tough catch, but you...
But that's the way you have to have it.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. There's no
question.
I like
the way Nick throws the football in anticipation of his receiver.
He does. That's a great point. He gets the ball out. You'll see that he plays with a clock in his head. He did that for this entire game. A couple throws that were late. And I like that he's willing to check it down. Now, there are a couple throws I wish he would have went for his progressions and got the ball out. That was an inaccurate throw. A great catch by Maclin.
Great catch by Maclin.
Great catch.
And at this point, the Cowboys obviously know that Nick Foles is throwing the football. I got lucky there.
That was too high. It was a bad throw.
But a slip there from Maclin, who felt he got pushed.
But it was a little bit high.
So
could have been a little bit lower.
But you can see him getting into the rhythm. I like the ball handling. Again, the Cowboys just playing downhill football.
They knew exactly where it was going.
Pretty fortunate that he didn't get hurt right there.
Yep.
But the I didn't think there was a moment there where the game was too large for Nick.
He was in control.
Yeah. Right here, shows some strength.
How about that?
That was incredible.
I mean, you just hit on it. He's very, very strong. He stands up with a good base, and that really helps him because he was able to get power somehow through that throw.
And Nick Foles, I would imagine, Adam, a little tired after that game, his debut throwing 32 passes. Now, this one, was that a bad read,
a bad
throw?
Well, he threw it outside, which means that's where he expected Riley Cooper to be.
Okay.
This is great footwork here. But the throw I hated.
Just a terrible decision. Got lucky.
Bad decision. He got lucky. I love the footwork, but what are you throwing across the grain for? He knows better than that. Dumb decision.
Offensive line giving him a decent
pocket
here.
See, that's a great throw. Yes. And you see on the five step, he powered off his back foot. Great throw there.
Okay. Foles in the pocket there.
Scan the field.
Check down.
Did a good job there.
They seem very comfortable giving him some room to throw the football. Bad throw there.
Bad throw there. Went to the wrong area. Now, there's a great throw coming up here. Not this one. He got sacked by Butler. You'll see it coming up to Demaris Johnson.
Johnson, who I thought, made some plays. He's going to have to be relied upon this week. There, you've got to have a little bit more of an awareness of where the backside pressure's coming from.
Exactly. In the pre-scan, he should have known that.
Yeah.
In this game, though, he was actually pretty good with it.
And we're winding down here as Foles.
And he's trying to create space. This is a great job. But there was actually a play before that. He was actually even better, believe it or not. That was a great job of finding space. Just a terrific job right there.
This play, of course.
What can you do?
High load. Yeah. Lucky he didn't get hurt. And late that's all she wrote for Nick Foles. 22 of 32, 219 yards, touchdown, and an interception in the loss to the Dallas Cowboys. That's a look at Nick Foles, his NFL debut.